Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Jim Taylor in for Rebecca Corral, and here is what's happening. 4.5 earthquake rattled the East Bay last night, not centered on the Hayward Faults nor any other fault you've ever heard of. Instead, it occurred along an unmapped fault line. It runs between Concord and the Calaveras Faults. Here's KCBS's Keith Manconi.
It's 2019. You'd think we'd have already made just about every map of the Earth that could be drawn.
Just about every map that can be drawn of the Earth's surface, but we're talking about things that are miles underground and don't even reach the surface.
Making many small or hidden fault lines difficult to find, says Sarah Minson, a seismologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. The good news about this unmapped fault line:
whatever this is, that it's small enough to not do anything that's too noticeable at the Earth's surface, not even build a mountain.
Meaning, the magnitude of the earthquakes it can produce is limited. So, how many more unmapped fault lines are out there? Well, of course, we don't know. They're unmapped. But Minson says we are looking for them.
We are constantly working to improve our mapping and our understanding of the fault systems, but there will always be the space for there to be a small fault that you see when it moves.
Keith Manconi, KCBS.
Sonoma County Board of Supervisors informed today that losses to government and private business as a result of the PG&E power shutoffs steep. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reporting from Santa Rosa. The numbers could run into the tens of millions of dollars, Jeffrey.
That's right, Jim. County finance and emergency response staffers told the board losses to the county and city governments alone add up to at least $1.6 million. And in just the first 24 hours of the shutoffs, the economic impact to businesses and the tourism industry, conservatively $15 million and counting. Now, Permit Sonoma Director Tennis Wick, who was a part of the county's emergency response team, says the numbers might have been less had the utility done a better job of informing them with much greater accuracy where the power shutoffs would occur compared to a natural disaster where there are very few predictors.
This was really different for us because we were responding to a private company and its behavior, and it controlled when it happened, where it happened, and the number of people to whom it happened.
The board members expressed anger over the shutoffs and their impacts. Cell phone and internet service disrupted, the health of the elderly and infirm compromised. But they did say that since the 2017 wildfires, the county has created a robust emergency response program that, without, might have made the impacts of the power shutoffs worse. Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Thanks, Jeffrey. How often do you think about all the personal data that our digital devices are collecting about us? KCBS's Matt Bigler weighing in now on a new exhibit in San Francisco that kind of forces you to ask some tough questions about online lifestyles.
From the outside, the glass storefront looks like a new Apple store on Market Street, but it's not.
Welcome to the glass room, where we are giving you a peek at what is going on with your data.
It's a series of exhibits that show visitors a darker side of technology they may not be aware of. For example, a computer that scans your driver's license and shows all the personal information on that barcode on the back.
Now, the fun part is, it gives you a chance to print out a new barcode.
Christy Lang, program director for Tactical Tech.
The idea is basically that you're able to have more control over the data that you're giving away.
And at the back of the faux store,
it's not a genius bar.
No, this is our data detox bar.
The museum is sponsored by Mozilla, the maker of the Firefox web browser. Spokesperson Erica Terry Derrick.
And this whole experience is really designed to help you think about some of the ethical questions behind what is happening with our data.
The free exhibit will open to the public starting on Wednesday. On Market Street in San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Four young women from Oakland arrested for allegedly stealing more than $10,000 worth of merchandise from a clothing store in Santa Clarita, Southern California. Investigators think they may be responsible for similar crimes in the area.